Okay, I got you.
Raj, can you just talk about why you decided to get the team together in Los Angeles? There's been a lot of talk about how you're becoming more of a leader.
How'd you find out about
that? I don't think I read it somewhere. And just about becoming more of a leader this year than even when you were last year.
Well, I thank you too, my role as a fan as well as being a leader, maturing every year and trying to accept the role more. But the LA thing was just to get guys away from the facility before we start, you know, the work to get back focused and focus with this championship. So I actually wanted to go to Vegas at first. And Vegas didn't work out. Paul and Kevin were in LA. And I just wanted to take everyone out there and play together, do a little bit of chemistry before we started. And how we ended it off with a flag football game.
Of course you won.
Had 7 touchdowns.
Rajon, can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Kevin and how that's kind of grown over the years? It seems like you guys have gotten a lot closer, really had each other's backs and gotten a lot tighter. What you've learned from him and what you hope to take from that going forward?
Kevin and I'll probably say Kevin is my closest friend on the team. Kevin always wants to see me do well. You know, from day one, I think my second year when he first came in, he told me that he'd be disappointed if I wasn't the MVP of the league one day, if I wasn't considered best in the point guard one day. So he's always pushed me and expected more out of me than a lot of people did. And he's always showed me how to become a better person each day. You know, whenever I mess up, Kevin's always the one to tell me, you know, you should do this, you should conduct yourself this way or handle it that way. So. He's kind of like a big brother slash mentor, and he's always one of the best in me. So that's how we kind of gravitated toward each other. Obviously, off the court, we have a lot of things in common. We share the same interests in a lot of things, and just like I said, he's been like a big brother to me. And the way he goes about the game, the way he approaches the game, he's a future Hall of Famer. You know, I consider him one of the greatest players that ever played the game. That's been in front of me, so he's inspired me to work hard. You know, come in every day and get up extra shots, taking care of my body, getting proper rest, getting massages, getting treatment, getting stretching. It's just how to, I guess, have longevity. And yet, you know, he's played for 17, 18 years, and you know, only 2 or 3 players can say they've done it in this era. You know, Jason Kidd, I don't even know anybody else, maybe, but it's a way to take care of your body. You know, it's not easy, or, you know, I'm feeling it down 6 years in. So 17, 18 years, I can only imagine what his body feels like, but he's very disciplined, and he takes care of his business.
Did you always think that he was going to be back with the team this year, or were you not sure?
Well, the last game in Miami, Kevin and I rode the bus back together, and I asked him right away, what you going to do? I would really like it if you come back, but, you know, obviously, he had to listen to his body and how he felt mentally, so... I want Kevin to play as long as possible, you know, but obviously there's more to life than just basketball. And when he made the decision to come back, you know, I was very excited.
Rajon, LB, WAF, right here, buddy. Right here?
I'll see you.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks. So being as close as you are to KG, do you take it personal that so many people question KG about his age, his talent, when he's playing at such an elite level?
I don't take it personal. You know, because I'm not him, but, you know, I kind of, you know, I laugh, you know, when people say he's old or he doesn't do this or he can't do that, because, you know, if you know the game of basketball, it's one thing, but when you play with Kevin, you know, he does so many little things that doesn't show up in the stat book, or when you play with another big guy that isn't Kevin Garnett, you know what you're missing out on the floor, and obviously in the playoffs, he had a great run. If you look at statistics, the plus minuses, when Kevin was on and off the floor, it was a big difference. So, you know, Kevin does so many little things as far as little as pick setting, loading to the ball, taking him space as far as on the defensive end, setting the right pick angles with me and pick and roll. So I don't take Kevin for granted, and our team doesn't as well. So we value him very much, and he'll be a big part of why we, you know, when we try to win a championship this year.
John, it seems that not every team of veterans would allow a younger player to step up was really the way Kevin and Paul seemed to have allowed you to do that. I mean, how much have they enabled you to step into that role?
Well, honestly, I think it started last year. The Big Three and Doc, the Big Three, Doc and myself, we had a meeting to start the season. And, you know, they all told me, you know, this is my team now, and we go as you go. So for them to have the type of career they've had, future Hall of Famers, to embrace and I would say let go, but kind of let me, you know, lead the way, it speaks volume of their character. You know, it's not easy accepting a young guy, you know, with my type of, you know, demeanor or attitude to come in and kind of take charge, but it's a work in progress. I think I've gained, I've earned their respect. You know, they see how hard I work out here in the gym. They see the way I play the game. They see how unselfish I am. And I think it, you know, it was time and they accepted the role of me stepping up and becoming the leader.
Did it surprise you that they opened the door like
that? Well, it didn't surprise me. You know, like I said, it's their character. You know, they're not bad people or, you know, I know these guys in locker room. I know them off the court. I know their family, so they're good men, they're good people, and, you know, they knew, I guess it was time. I don't know, it's part of it. And then one day, I think it's going to help me as well, you know, to accept when a young guy comes in and busts my butt in practice, or even a different position to handle the key over. So it's a part of life. When people, you get older, you slow down, and a new guy will come up.
Rajon, you had mentioned that KG had mentioned earlier that you should really hope someday to perhaps even be an MVP and the number one point guard in the NBA. Do you consider yourself the number one point guard in the NBA?
Well, I'm biased. You know, there's a lot of great point guards in the NBA. I've made the comment, I think, early in the summer that I made it 2 years ago. You know, that's how I approach the game. I don't think I'd be the player I am today if I didn't believe that. So, you don't want to be cocky, but at the same time, you want to be confident, especially with this type of team, this type of role. It can kind of be overwhelming to play with three future Hall of Famers, and me being such a young point guard, if I didn't have the confidence to play with those guys or the confidence to take charge at times, I don't think I would have become the player I am today.
We'll take the last question.
Yeah, Rondo, over here on your left. Talk a little bit more about that balance that you have to strike between being confident and maybe not being cocky, particularly with the guys that you play with night in, night out.
Well, I can't be too cocky. You know, I haven't done what, it's funny, maybe a couple years ago, Kevin and I, you know, we used to always get into it. You know, we still do. He'll throw a couple things out there as far as, like, you know, he's actually won every trophy possible. You know, and I haven't done that yet, so I can be cocky on this team. You know, this guy's in front of me, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett have done so much individually that I just want to strive to be just as good or even better to win those type of individual awards, but at the same time, just win the NBA championship.
Thank you, guys.